will bring to pass His counsel in your life in the name of Jesus. Turn to your neighbor and say, neighbor, you will collide with God, and every weight, every burden, every trouble that you have carried, it will come down. Glory to God. Turn to another neighbor. Turn to another neighbor. Tell that neighbor, what killed your grandfather? What paralyzed your father? It will have no power over your soul, because God will descend tonight, and He will destroy the power of the devil. Turn to another person. Tell the person, Satan is not in control. Oh my God, Satan is not in control. Satan is not in control. Demons are not in control. Alekum is not in control. One night as a prisoner, and in the morning time he was standing before a king. I don't know how you slept tonight, but today your status is about to change. God is about to stretch forth His hand over your life. Something will shift this night in the name of Jesus. Glory to God. Before you take your seat, you need to pray and monopolize God and engage God and tell God, tonight is my day of appointment with you. We've been on this mountain for quite some time, but today I monopolize you. I monopolize your hand. I monopolize your grace. I monopolize your possibilities. Stretch forth your hand in my direction. I want to go with a load of messages from your altar. Monopolize God by prayer tonight. Monopolize Him. Monopolize Him. Because a shift is about to take place in your life. Something powerful is about to be made manifest. The grace of God is about to explode. Monopolize God. Make sure you're monopolizing Him. Make demands on heaven with your prayer tonight. Put God on notice. I'm on the field in IBB Square, and I stand here tonight in need of power. I come see que brasco pa termina. Ikaito mahali. I monopolize you because of the condition that is in my family. I monopolize your power because there is a challenge in my life. I come to register my liabilities before your altar, that your hand might be stretched forth to bring about a change. Thank you, Lord. We ask that you permeate the atmosphere. Descend upon this ground, O great monarch of Zion. Make for yourself a great name. This night is dedicated to your glory. Come amidst us. Glorify yourself, O God. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. And so, Lord, we connect with heaven. And we ask that you spread your wings in our midst. Be enlarged in our midst tonight. Let the hand of your grace be seen evidently, and let everything that represents reproach be confounded by your power in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Lord. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. You may be seated. Turn your Bible quickly. We need to do Bible study for 35 minutes. 35 minutes. Take your Bible. Oh my. The atmosphere is charged tonight. And God is going to come in His splendor in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Now give me some sound. Just, no, not you. Just Him. Give me some sound. Because we are going to ride in the Holy Ghost today. Not too loud, not too loud, not too loud, not too loud. Turn your Bible with me quickly to the book of Ephesians chapter 4. I need to do a brief teaching to bring perspective from the Word of God. Ephesians chapter 4, from verse 4 to 8. This is Paul giving us understanding. He says, there is one body and one spirit, even as ye are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God, and a Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. That's a good place to say amen. Amen. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. Wherefore he saith, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. Can we repeat verse 8? It's critical. One to go. Wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive and gave gifts unto men. This scripture will be fulfilled here today. Second scripture, 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 9 to 12. 1 Peter chapter 1 from verse 9 to verse 12. receiving the end of your faith, even the salvation of your souls, of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you, searching what or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ and the glory that should follow, unto whom it was revealed that not unto themselves but unto us they did minister the things which are now reported to you by them that have preached the gospel unto you with the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven, which things the angels desire to look into. If your Bible is not borrowed, underline the Holy Ghost sent down from heaven. Bless these words into our hearts tonight, and let these words be a source of fire in the name of Jesus. Oh, your amen is dead. Somebody shout amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. In the New Testament, in order for Jesus to accomplish that which he was dispatched from heaven to do, God, by an act of his authority, decided to include you in Jesus, so that anything that happened to Jesus was happening to you. If you take a pen and put it in a diary and take the diary to Kano, where would the pen be? It will be in Kano, because you put it inside of the diary and you took the diary to Kano. So what God did was that he included you in Christ by an act of his authority, so that when Christ was on the cross, you were on the cross. When Christ died, you died. When Christ was buried, you were buried. When Christ rose from the dead, you also rose with him. When Christ ascended and was domiciled in the heavenlies, you also were quickened with Christ, and you ascended with him, and right now your reality is seated with Christ in the heavenly realms, far above principalities and powers. Now, the truth of the matter is, you must understand your reality if you are going to walk in the fullness of God. If you meet a witch, and the reality of that witch may be in the water, you might take a cane and cane the witch in the natural. As long as you are not touching the reality of the witch, you have done nothing about that witch. You can only put an end to the troubles and the menace that the witch is creating if you have authority to address the context in which her reality is. And so, since we were included in Christ Jesus, we need to understand those four stages, the implication of those four stages that Christ went through on your life. Because he was on the cross, you were on the cross. He died, you died. He was buried, you were buried. He resurrected, you resurrected with him. He ascended into heaven, and that's where you are now. Hallelujah. Now, the two scriptures that I read has to do with our reality within the context of our ascension. The possibilities that are bound toward you, because right now you are seated in the heavenly places. And when I finish the theoretical aspect, we'll move to the practical aspect. And then we'll exercise the things that I'm teaching. And then you will see results on this field this night. If you are still with me, say amen. First scripture. Jesus died according to the scriptures. Alright. Let me lead you to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 from verse 3 and 4. So that we see a documentation of the process that Jesus went through. Knowing that you were included in him as he went through the process. And at every stage, I will show you the implication of being included in Jesus at this stage, at that stage, at the next stage, until we arrive at ascension. Are you with me? All right. 1 Corinthians chapter 15. From verse 3 and 4, the Bible says, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So it is documented that Christ died. Number 2, "And he was buried." So it's documented that he was buried. "And he rose again the third day according to the scriptures." So he resurrected according to the scriptures. And the scriptures that we read in the book of Ephesians chapter 4, it reveals how that Jesus ascended after he led captivity captive and he gave gifts to men. So the scriptures actually confirm that Jesus died. The scriptures confirm that Jesus was buried. The scriptures confirm that Jesus resurrected. The scriptures also confirm that Jesus ascended. Are you still with me? I need to show you the implication of the death of Jesus on your life. Because Jesus, you were included in Jesus before he died. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15. Join me in the next 20 minutes. Are you there? 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15. In 2 Corinthians chapter 5 verse 15, the Bible says, this is the implication of the death of Christ. 5:15. Amen. The Bible says, "And that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again." The principle that God was using in order to secure our redemption was the principle of substitution. And the principle of substitution required that Jesus would take our place in condemnation. Because according to the justice system of heaven, the sin of Adam has been inherited by every man. And from heaven's perspective, humankind is good enough for death and for damnation. When Jesus came, he came to satisfy the claims of divine justice. And that required that he would take our place in condemnation. Because the perspective of the justice system of heaven concerning the act that Adam did, which was an act of rebellion in declaring independence against God in the Garden of Eden, was that man will die. And Jesus came to take our place in condemnation, in death. And the other side of the coin required that if indeed he died for all, those of us that have received life through him are no longer expected to live the way we want, but we need to live for the one that died for us and rose again. The cycle of substitution will be complete when those that are recipients of the grace and the mercy of God that is available toward us on the basis of the sacrifice of Jesus realize that we have a responsibility. And that responsibility is to consecrate ourselves to live for God. Just like he stooped low and took our place in condemnation, the only reasonable thing that we can do, seeing that God exploited the principle and the possibility of substitution in order to provide salvation for us, it is therefore only reasonable for us to take our place in living for him. So, the Bible says in the book of Romans chapter 12, for instance, it says, I beseech you, brethren, by the mercies of God, to offer your bodies as a living sacrifice unto God, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable act of service. Now, are you here? For those of us that are married, you know, in order for the marriage contract to be valid, when you go for introduction, they will give you a list. The list contains the items that you need to provide. I'm talking about from the African context. Not from the American context, where two people can walk into a courtroom and come out snapping selfie, claiming they have married. Hallelujah. From the African context, when you go for introduction, you'll be given a list. And then you go back. If you see 60 tubers of yam that day, even if you don't know that yam grows in the ground, you think it grows on trees. Because there is a list. You are in for an adventure. You will discover many things that you did not plan to discover. But you are compelled by a list. In fact, in my own case, the list I was given was in Yoruba language. The first need I had was for an ancient interpreter to bring perspective as to what the content, it had to be decoded. That was the first need I had, to decode the content of the list. And number 13 on the list was Eja Osa. Eja Osa. It's a strange species of fish. You are not here. You cannot replace it with tilapia. Because this fish was specified. Eja Osa. It was my mother who lived in Ilorin many years ago that told me how to get that fish. May the Lord give you understanding. When we brought the items and we put it on the field, it was a mountain. Because we went all the way to Ibadi to look for yam. They were gorgeous yams. Oh my God. And when we laid them up on the field, everybody was wondering, who is the lady that they came to marry like this? May the Lord give you honor in the day you go knocking the door of another family. At the end of the day, we exceeded the list. And they gave us the bride with joy. When you have gotten the bride, and after your wedding and you come home, you will find out that there was something you did not provide on the list. And that thing is called love. May God help you. You can fulfill the lists, but you are not guaranteed love. And Apostle Paul was saying that Jesus paid our bride price. And because the list that was given to him, in order for him to satisfy the claims of divine justice over humankind, was so bogus that it cost him his life. Paul is now saying, if you are reasonable, you will love Jesus for free. If you are reasonable, you will not provide another price tag for your love. And so your reasonable act of service in response to the payment of your bride price will be that you consecrate yourself to serve his will. It means every believer that is not consecrated to serve the will of God is unreasonable. He doesn't understand that he's supposed to reciprocate the gesture that substitution made available. And so God is saying, anyone here that is born again is indebted to Jesus, and it is illegal for you to live a life that is not consistent with his will. You have violated the protocol of substitution, which is the proceeding by which our salvation was secured. If you are still with me, say amen. Please help me preach to your neighbor quickly. Tell your neighbor it's time to be reasonable. Should I say something? There is a difference between a sinner and a forgiven sinner. Is that true? There is also a difference between a normal Christian and a consecrated Christian. Because a consecrated Christian has no other vision in life other than to serve the will of God. It takes a heart that understands that we are indebted to Jesus for you to consecrate yourself to serve his will. Some people are not serving Jesus because of their beauty. Meanwhile, your beauty, your money, your finances, your intelligence, your height are all advantages that God has given you that will realize his full potential when you have decided to be reasonable and you consecrate yourself to serve the will of God. The challenge that we have in our generation is that so many people have been given privileges by God, but because the average Christian does not understand that your being reasonable begins from your decision to be consecrated to God, people have gone on various platforms like political platforms, business platforms, and they did not go there in the heart with the heart of consecration. They went there to run their own agenda, and they were a violation to the expectation of heaven because they don't understand the implication of the death of Christ. Number two, burial. It's as if in scripture the issue of burial and resurrection and its attendant consequences in all the verses that you find them in the Bible, they are dealt with together. Burial, resurrection, always dealt with together. Let us check a few scriptures quickly. Are you still with me? I need to tell you that because God, by an act of his authority, included you in Christ, so when Jesus died, you died. When he was buried, what happened? When he resurrected, what happened? When he ascended, what happened? Where are you now? Okay, you are following my teaching. God bless you in the name of Jesus. Burial and resurrection is always treated together. Romans chapter 6. Romans chapter 6. Are you there in Romans 6? Something will happen here today. Hey, you see, the Holy Ghost is here. He's here. The angels are... Okay, don't worry. Let me not bother you. Are you there in Romans 6? Romans chapter 6, verse 4. It said, therefore, we are buried with him in baptism, by baptism into death. Number two, like as Christ was raised up from the dead by the glory of the Father, even so we should walk in the newness of life. Are you there? Do you still remember Jesus' discussion with Nicodemus? When Nicodemus came to Jesus, he said, Master, we know that thou art a teacher come from God, because no one can do these miracles that thou doest except God be with him. And Jesus answered and said unto him, verily, verily, I say unto you, except a man be born again, he cannot see the kingdom of God. And Nicodemus asked Jesus and said, how can a man be born again? Can he enter again into his mother's womb and be born? Jesus said, verily, verily, I say unto you, in explaining the born again reality, he went further in verse 5 and he said, except a man be born of water and of spirit, what? He cannot enter into the kingdom of God. What does Jesus mean when he said there's a need for you to be born of water? You know the Bible says, are you here? If you are sitting here, say amen. Amen. Oh my God. You know the Bible says, as many as were baptized into Christ, were baptized into his death. The significance of baptism is a typology of you identifying with the death of Jesus. Are you here? Baptism is a burial. And you do not bury a man that has not died. The man will have to die first. And then the next logical thing to do after the man is dead is that you commit him to the earth in burial. And the Bible says that those that were baptized into Christ, they were baptized into his death. Can you see baptism has to do with water? Is that true? Because those two things that Jesus said, you need to baptize in water. You also need to be baptized what? In the spirit. The meaning is termination and germination. Baptism into water is a declaration to the world that you are no longer part of this world. Baptism is a mighty statement that is spoken to the princes of this world, that is spoken to the men and women of this age, that I am dead. I no longer exist among you. I have been committed into burial. That's what baptism means. It's a statement. And so if somebody leaves the occult and he gives his life to Christ, let him not go home. Take him for baptism. Because in baptism, he has made a declaration that he's no longer part of that occult group. He has died to this world. So, baptism talks about termination. You will notice that when Israel was exodusing out of Egypt, they received eternal life in Egypt because the substitution took place in Egypt. A lamb was used to substitute the firstborn. It was by word of wisdom. Moses understood in the spirit that substitution was a possibility. And because of that, he also found out in the spirit that God will accept a lamb for a man. So people sacrificed lambs and they put the blood on the doorposts and on the lintels. And when the angel of death came to Goshen, in the eyes of the angel of death, the firstborn in Goshen, they all died before he came. That was why he passed over Goshen. Not because there was any preference, but because the substitution arrangement that Moses commanded, he walked in the spirit. And the angel of death took it to mean that those people died, somebody killed them before I showed up. So he passed over. And you know, the devil didn't want me to say that. I will say it again. You see, when they implemented the policy of the wisdom of God that came through Moses, as the angel of death was coming, the angel of death thought that somebody had come and killed the firstborn. That's why he passed over. He didn't pass over because they were Israelites. He didn't pass over because they were nice people. He passed over because the marching orders that he received before the presence of God, when he came to Goshen, it was already done. So he
passed over. It means substitution. It's a possibility in the realm of the spirit. When he passed over, he went to unleash mayhem in the camp of the Egyptians. Tonight, I decree to you that the angel of death will pass over. It will come and it will pass over. It will come and see the blood and it will pass over in the name of Jesus. So when the angel passed over, that means they were delivered from death. Now, even though they were delivered from death, they were not delivered from Egypt. Egypt was a type of the world system. And as long as they were not delivered from Egypt, Egypt had an intention to close in on them. And the way God settled the matter was that he told Moses, don't go through the wilderness, go through the Red Sea, go through baptism. Baptism means burial. And those guys that had received substitution, in the eyes of the angel of death, they had died. So go through burial, go through burial, go through baptism. It's only people that have died that can survive baptism. And so as they were coming, Egypt was following them, and they went through the sea. Because the Egyptians had not died, baptism was their death and resurrection was our life. You see, in baptism there's termination, and in resurrection there's germination. Please help me tell your neighbor, there is termination and there's germination. And tonight in your life, God will terminate every symptom of Egypt. Anything that speaks about darkness, anything that speaks about reproach, anything that speaks about the kingdom of the devil, it will be terminated so that you can arise by the Spirit of God. Your true identity can rise. Oh my God, your people call you a failure. But when you rise by the Spirit, the same people that despise you will look upon you and they will see the glory of God made manifest, and they will change your mind. Oh God, there's going to be a termination and a germination. Hallelujah. I feel fire. I don't know. There's a termination and then a germination. Glory to God. I say glory to God. I say glory to God. So baptism in water talks about termination. And baptism in the Holy Spirit refers to germination. And the book of Romans chapter 6 reveals that when we are germinated, we are sentenced. The consequence of resurrection, of resurrecting with Christ, is that we are sentenced to a kind of life. Verse 4 calls it the newness of life. So if you are risen indeed with Christ, you are sentenced to a newness of life. It's not the kind of life you knew before. The life of sin. No. It's a life that is aided by the Spirit of God. The proof of resurrection is that there is a spirit that is available to help you. The sons of the bondwoman, they pray. What's the difference between your own prayer and their prayer? The sons of the bondwoman, they fast. What's the difference between your fasting and they are fasting? Who can tell me? The Spirit. In your case, there is a spirit involved. You are spiritually aided. And a man that is spiritually aided, he is a man that has resources at his disposal. The principle of sufficiency cannot be effective in your life outside of the help of the Spirit. Romans chapter 8 verse 26 says, it is the Spirit that helpeth our infirmities. Please help me tell your neighbor, you need a spirit to help you. When you pray, just in case you broke through, it is because there was a spirit involved. In resurrection, we are given the aid, the support of a spirit. That means your life can no longer be ordinary. If you know the Holy Ghost, then you will live in victory. The things that are impossible with men are not impossible with God. For with God, I didn't hear that. With God. Oh my God. With God, all things are possible. I never knew until I became 16 that there was a coalition of necromancers in my family that were so powerful that decided who lived and who died. That could make you mad in broad daylight. And all kinds of things began to take place. And they set an appointment in my family that will come to pass at the age of 21. The moment you hit 21, get set. You are going to have an encounter. Not from the Holy Ghost, not from angels, but from demons. Hey, necromancers keep time. Occultic people keep time. Wizards keep time. Witches keep time. But believers know nothing about the appointed time. Because of how consistent the visitation was, I knew that I was in for dilemma when I get to 21. So I began to prepare 4 years before the time. From the age of 25, I was in Benue State University. And those days we had a prayer. The prayer was 12 midnight. We called it 60 minutes with God. 12 midnight to 1 a.m. in the morning. We finished doing all the reading from 7 to 12. Then 12 midnight we'll go for prayers. By 1 o'clock we'll now go back to the room to sleep. To wake up again by 5 a.m. to do good morning Jesus. Hallelujah. I was late for the prayer. I was rushing to meet the prayer. Those days, the road between the first campus and the second campus was a bush path. And I was navigating through the bush path to the place of prayer in the technical block. And suddenly, a bird, an owl, appeared before me. I didn't say the bird flew. It did what? But unfortunately for the devil, I've been rehearsing for that moment for 4 years. And the devil, his data bank did not capture that a spirit was involved with me. And when I came, the bird appeared as it did to my brothers. It appeared as it did to my sister. It appeared as it did to them that came before me. But that night, when it appeared, I spoke tongues in capital letters. If you know what I mean, you need to speak some tongues right now. In capital letters. Aite kakwelemo. Yaso makwataya Ankoria sila kombali bakwepe takatumo koroko sia mantaba. If you're serious, shout amen. Hallelujah. When I began to speak in tongues, the bird wanted to change into a human being. And the Holy Ghost told me, if you fear now, you die. Please help me tell your neighbor, if you fear now, it's a luxury to be afraid now. It's a luxury to submit to fear now. Oh my God. I closed my eyes and I continued speaking in tongues. When I opened it, the feather had broken. This one. He tried to escape, he could not. He tried to use one wing and now discovered you can't fly with one wing. I charged at it and it entered into the bush. I left it and ran to prayer. I didn't even remember it was important. 3 days later, the last among the others in the lineage, he woke up and fell out of his door and died. You know what? A spirit was involved. Help me tell your neighbor, there's a spirit. In resurrection, a spirit is involved. In resurrection, there's a spirit that comes to change the tone, to change the temper, to change the story. A spirit is involved. You may be seated. Give me another 5 minutes to finish. The fire is on the high side. As glorious as resurrection is, because the expectation that heaven sustains when we become partakers of resurrection is that we should live in the newness of life. That is the basis of victorious living. A spirit is involved. And the Bible says, if the spirit of him that raised Jesus Christ from the dead dwelleth in you, then he will quicken, he will vitalize your mortal body by his spirit that dwelleth in you. The Bible says it is the spirit that quickeneth. The flesh profits nothing. The words that I speak unto you, they are spirit. That means Jesus was saying that there were words that were spirit. There were words that were life. Those words can transmit life because a spirit is involved. Tonight, when we go to practical, you will know that there are words that are spirits. Words that can change things. Words that can create things. Because a spirit is involved. You know, we read the book of Ephesians chapter 4. And the Bible says that when he led captivity, when he ascended on high, he led captivity captive. That means those that were captured by captivity. And captivity in that case was Hades. Because the wages of sin is death. Many of us understand death to be an event. But by the time you go to the book of Revelation, there is death, the personality. I hope you know death is a person. Because the Bible says, and hell and death, hell and death. And in that context, he revealed them as persons, not as events. There is a place, hell, the place. There is hell, the person. There is death, the event. There is death, the person. So there is a place where everyone is subject to the authority of death. And so when death, the event, takes place, death, the person, keeps the souls of men in custody. And they were held by a captor, and they were held legally. And the Bible says in the book of Psalms 19, that the reason why you will wander into hell is because of iniquity. And for the first time in the history of humankind, there was a personality that was admitted into hell who had no iniquity on his charge. They never knew that his presence in the underworld was a violation of the provisions of the legal practice, the legal system of heaven. He was there illegally. And in the book of 1 Peter chapter 4, he said, for this purpose the gospel was preached to them that were dead. He afforded him the opportunity to remind everyone that believed in him before they died that I am the resurrection. I am the life. And this his message was only to people that believed him before they died. He that believeth in me, though he were dead, yet shall he live. And he that liveth and believeth in me, he shall never die. And the Bible says, after 3 days, he led captivity captive. People saw dead people appear in Jerusalem. Because the power of that personality called Hades was destroyed. And men began to exit the chamber, the holding chamber of bondage, because the resurrection and the life has passed that way. When Jesus came out of the grave, he came with glory. But you know what? He didn't give anything to the church when he resurrected. He ascended first. You know, the Bible says, when he ascended on high, what's that? Ephesians 4 verse 8. I want to quote it from Ephesians 4 verse 8. It says, wherefore he said, when he ascended up on high, he led captivity captive. Him that was the captor, he made him captive. And them that were in captivity, he led them. He led them out of the underworld. No man ever had that authority to stand before Hades, to stand before death and challenge them. Then it was recalled that he himself that was in hell was sinless. It means that it was illegal for him to be held there. Satan would have checked his status before he had admitted him. But wickedness overclouded his imagination. And he admitted him into hell. Now, the price he paid there is for who? It's for any man that believes. If you believe, you have no accommodation in hell again. Because Jesus went there on your behalf. It's the principle of substitution. He led captivity captive. When he ascended, it was from ascension that he gave gifts unto men. Just in case you are an evangelist, your calling came from ascension. Just in case you are an intercessor, the anointing on your head came from ascension. The place of ascension is far above principalities and powers. You are not with me. You know, my brother spoke about the conqueror, and he spoke about the more than conqueror. People that were partakers of resurrection were conquerors, because the battle was to stop Jesus from resurrecting from the grave. The Bible says before Jesus resurrected, he had to spoil principalities and powers. It means there was a battle. Principalities and powers were determined to ensure that Jesus never rose from the dead. But in order for him to rise, he had to spoil principalities and powers. So everyone that came out of hell was a conqueror, because they had to fight their way out. But that's not the end of the story. When he took them to ascension, that is more than conquerors. And I will explain. The platform that Jesus is domiciled right now is a place that is far above principalities and powers. And in the spirit, the height from whence you operate determines your authority. And so he released your calling from that place, far above principalities and powers, so that if you operate your calling here and devils come and attack you, your calling will prove that you are more than conquerors. Satan's defeat 2,000 years ago will be manifested again when it comes against your calling. Because your calling is coming from ascension. If you walk in the anointing was released from heaven. And that's why I read that same, that second scripture. It said, those that have preached the gospel to us, and they preach with the Holy Ghost, sent down from heaven, from with a material that came from ascension. And as long as we operate in that ascension material, we can orchestrate the defeat of the devil again, because with that anointing, I'm operating from the more than conqueror's level. Is that clear to you? Tonight, I came to practicalize that scripture. In the next 5 minutes, we are going into practical. And I'm going to tap into the anointing that came from heaven. And we'll see how sickness will bow on this field now. We'll see how deafness will bow now. Because anytime you're preaching, you're calling. You're preaching the anointing. You're preaching as more than a conqueror. If you were a conqueror, you have to fight to win. But if you are more than a conqueror, you are fighting from the position of an established victory. And as long as you are aligned with the Holy Ghost, your victory will be made evident for all eyes to see. Tonight is a night of the display of the evidence of the fact that there's a realm that is higher than the realm of demons. It is a night of evidence that will prove that there is a dimension that is beyond the dimension of Satan. It is called far above principalities and powers. Stand on your feet tonight. Help me now. Just welcome him. Thank you for coming, Holy Ghost. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming, Holy Ghost. Thank you for coming, Holy Ghost. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. Thank you for coming. In the name of Jesus. Okay, you can take your handset quickly and switch it on. For those of you that have sick people that are not here, you have the liberty to call them and keep the phone running. Alright? They will be healed where they are if your phone is running. Is that clear? Alright. Number two. Remember, the healing anointing runs on spirit-led instructions. Okay? Number two. If you are deaf in any of your ears, do we have people like that? If you are like that, wave. Let me know that. So that I will not waste prayer. Is there anybody? What, any of your ears deaf? Or you brought a deaf person? Ushers, you can see better than I do. Is there anybody with a hearing challenge on any ear? Huh? What's the feedback? Okay, they are all right. Now listen to me. Take this finger. Put it in the ear that cannot hear. Block it totally. If you need to see with the aid of glasses, let me see your hand. Are they there? Ushers? Alright. Remove the glasses, put them in your pocket or in your purse. Now. Okay? Then lay your hands on your eyes. If you brought the blind, lay your hands on the person's eyes now. Is there any cripple here? Ushers? Anyone? Okay. Listen to me, all you cripple. Jesus spoke to me today. And Jesus said he will heal a cripple. You know why I'm... No, don't say amen. Don't worry. Don't help me. You are relieved from that response. It is me that is talking. Huh? Okay. And I said, Jesus said, someone will walk today. Okay? Lay your hands on the legs of the person that cannot walk. Oh, you that brought the cripple. Lay your hands there. And also cripples that you'll be calling online. One cripple must walk today. That's what I'm saying. At least one must walk today. You don't need to believe. Don't. You are exempted from believing. In the name of Jesus. Just follow my instruction. If you have pain on the leg, put it there. Ulcer pains, put it there. Chest conditions, put it here. And if you have a blood condition, maybe you want a change from SS to AA, SS to AS, lay your hand on your head. If there is, what do they call that thing? Hepatitis B, HIV. Who is a doctor to help me with the rest of the list? Dr. Ekena, help me. What else? Blood. Okay. Huh? Well, that the doctor said, if that's your case, the Lord will touch you. You brought sick children. Lay your hands now. Lay your hands now. Now, if I say in Jesus' name, give me the loudest amen. It helps my hearing. I'll be able to hear and then deal with some specific cases. Let us try it and see. In the name of Jesus. There is somebody here, you have an everlasting cough. That's what I heard. Cough that never goes. Where are you? Run. Run here. Because it will go now. Everlasting cough. Okay, you don't need to come closer. Stand where you are. Everlasting cough. Only one. Okay. In the name of Jesus, I destroy the hold of that impossible cough on your life, and I bring it to an end this night in the name of Jesus Christ. Go back. Now that's the end of an everlasting cough. In the name of Jesus. Oh, Laite, Kabadwa, Ilambo. Listen to me. I see somebody in the congregation. This person, a spirit came to your room. A spirit visited your room. And you saw it. It looked like a human being. Where are you? Run out, run out, run out, run out now. A spirit. That's what I saw. Okay, you can stand there. Is it only this brother? Okay, another sister. A spirit came. You saw it. Father, oh, you are still coming. Now, let us, you know, sometimes when we say these things, people don't believe. Where is Mike Rocco? Where are you? Interview at least one, so that we can be sure it's true. Because people think, lady with orange clothes, that lady, do you know me? Have we ever discussed? All right, so because people will say, I met them in the night.
I was in my room sleeping. So I just came back from class, so I was on bed. All of a sudden, I saw someone coming through my door. She was wearing a native clothes, but I couldn't see her face. She was coming so close to me. And the more she comes close, I was feeling as if fire was on top of my body. But I was just shouting, Jesus, because I was so oppressed.
A spirit, a spirit, a spirit. God's hand will touch all of you and remove that satanic hand from your body. Father, in the name of Jesus. Hey, Michael Para. Now, three of you will feel the burning of the Lord. And your feet will not be able to carry you again. Father, in the name of Jesus, those ones that need intensive care, by this strange visitation. Touch them, 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 in the name of Jesus. How many on the floor now? Is it three? Two. Father, is many one. Show me that 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 one. Holy Ghost. How many now? Three. In the name of Jesus, I break that hold upon you. I release you tonight in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Run back to your seat. In the name of Jesus. Amen. I am a... Listen. You know, this is strange. There's spiritual warfare now. I'm seeing River Benue. River Benue is reacting. River Benue is reacting. There's somebody here. You are being affected by River Benue. You are, yes. And the hand of God will come upon you at the count of three. One. Two. Three. Ushers. Help me retrieve that person. Father, that one that has a connection. Have you seen the person? If you see the person, wave your hand. Usher, so that I will know. I don't want to waste. That one that has a connection with River Benue, that needs to be free. Touch that one. 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 Have you found a person? I need to see that person. I need to see that person because I am called to take authority from River Benue. It's a calling. Okay. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Father, tonight I thank you because you always hear me. Tonight I take authority over the demon of asthma. Asthma, tonight be thou bound in the name of Jesus. Out of the ears right now in the name of Jesus. Whoa! I bind blinding spirits. Blinding spirits be bound. Be bound. Be bound. Come out of the eyes in the name of Jesus. I command pains on the chest region. Go in the name of Jesus. I command pains on the legs. Go in the name of Jesus. I contend. Keep those phones running. Keep those phones running. I contend with paralysis. And I bind you, spirit of paralysis. I command you in the name of Jesus. Be gone in the name of Jesus. I release life on those limbs. Life on the paralyzed region. I command that region to begin to function. To begin to function. To begin to function. To begin to function. Rise and be healed in the name of Jesus Christ. Somebody here. They say you are an Ogbanje spirit. You were conceived by Ogbanje spirit. I break the yoke of Ogbanje. I break that yoke right now in Jesus' name. Genotype. If you are SS, I say become AA, become AS, become AA, become AS, become AA, become AS, in the name of Jesus. Yeah, I see someone with a back pain. You can't even stand for long. So I command the pain to jump out of your back right now. In the name of Jesus. Now healing has started. Healing has started. Healing has started. I command HIV to go. I command hepatitis B to go. I command blood conditions to go right now in the name of Jesus. I begin to see now. Eyes, I command you to see. I command you to see. Ears, I command you to hear. Oh yes, 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 yes. Let the limbs begin to walk. Pain, go in the name of Jesus. Asthma, go in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. 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 The yoke is breaking. It's 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 breaking. In the name of Jesus. Ayakama. Ayakama. Ruska patemine. Bresco felamo. Bula kando. Baiko sama. Bresco telakuse mania kapeta. Yes, you are coming out. The healing is on. The healing is on. The healing is on. The healing is on. Oh my God. Oh, I sense the glory of God. Yes, that demon can no longer hold you bound. I set you at liberty in the name of the Most High Jesus. Yes, we set her free from your hold. Satan, let her go in Jesus' name. Yeah, pain going. The pains are going. Now you can begin to check your body and do what you could not do before. If you brought a crippled person with crutches, take the crutches away and let the person walk. Now those guys on the phone, you can connect with them. Something is happening right now. You have 5 minutes to check. Oh my God. The person that could not hear by your side, you can help the person check the ears. Give me a song. While they check, give me a song. Give me a song. Just one song.
His power in the name of Jesus.
Check your body, check your body. If you notice the pain has gone, if you notice something changing your body, just wave like this. If you notice there's a change, just wave so that I can see you. Glory to God. Glory to God. If you know that you have a digital miracle and the person that you called on the phone just got healed, wave like this. Glory. Can you see that woman walking? Can you see her walking? Can you see her walking? I bind the spirit of paralysis. I bind paralysis. I give you the ability to walk. The ability to walk in the name of Jesus. Woman, walk. Woman, walk in the name of Jesus.
There is power in the name.
Walk in the name of Jesus. Jesus makes you whole. He strengthens you. He strengthens you. He strengthens you. It's oh my God.
Can save and break every chain. There is power in the name.
Walk, woman. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Now listen, listen, listen. If you notice there's a healing, maybe the person with the person on the phone, or on your own physical body, if there's a healing, you can come out here and form a line here. Line here. Quickly, quickly. We have 5 minutes to do this now. Quickly. There's a healing. You can come this way. This way. Quickly. 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 The yoke of the devil is... Meanwhile, healing is still ongoing. It's still going on. Now, Pastor Mike, where is Ogbe? Come, take another mic. We need to do this quickly because I need to release gifts, spiritual gifts. Yes, it's part of my calling.
You are going back with a gift, a spiritual gift. Some of you will have the ability to see into the realm of the spirit without having to sleep. Tonight is a night of revival. God will do something here today. When you are here, when you are there, 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 when you are there,
sir,
when you are there, 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 when you are there.
Sir, there's a notable miracle here. This brother was partially deaf on the right ear.
Partially deaf. What happened to him?
For a couple of months now.
Couple of months.
He followed your instruction.
Followed my instruction.
And when you commanded the ears to begin to hear, to his greatest dismay, the ear popped open.
If you are still on the field, shout hallelujah. Come, come, run up here, run up here. You know, sometimes they say we went to Wadata to discuss. Did we discuss? Oh, brother. Which ear can hear now? The right ear can hear. Jesus. Lord, in the name of Jesus, let it be permanent. 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 In Jesus' name. Yes, it's permanent now.
Yeah.
Yes.
He had an accident 3 weeks ago.
Accident 3 weeks ago.
If
my
he
God.
Could not walk, he was carried to this place.
Come, 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 come. He could not walk.
The
see.
Pain has gone.
See the leg.
The wound started crying.
Somebody shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.
The wound is still drying up. It started drying up as you came to work.
Bro, what happened? What happened?
I was going for a program in Lagos. I had an accident with a bus in Ibadan Road. So my foot was cracked. A wound, this a wound here. And I was in the hospital for 3 weeks. I was supposed to be in the program for the first day. I'm a man of God from Cameroon, but I was stuck up in Lagos. So I said I must come to this program by fire by force. I was calling Philip that I must come here. When I went back to Lagos, to Abuja, because I'm staying in Abuja, I'm a Cameroonian, I'm a pastor. I said I must come. I entered this program today by 4 o'clock. I said I want to see the man of God. I was praying that I must see him before I go back to my country.
Oh! Somebody say, Jesus, we thank you. You go back to Cameroon with fire. And the same way Jesus healed you, you will heal others.
Amen.
Receive the healing anointing in the name of Jesus. This is strange. Give me that sound first.
Yeah, na, na, na. Yeah, na, na, na.
that has happened.
Okay.
This mama was deaf in one of her ears.
She was deaf in one of her ears.
For more than 20 years.
For more than 20 years.
And when prayer was made.
How many of you are 20 years old? For as long as you have lived, the woman has been deaf.
When prayer was made, the deafness was blasted out and she could hear.
Come, climb up. Somebody needs to shout. Somebody needs to shout.
More than 20 years of
the bones. Oh my God. Oh Jesus.
More than 20 years.
You were deaf for more than 20 years.
The very right ear.
And the woman can hear now. Somebody shout hallelujah. We decree that it is permanent in the name of Jesus. Yeah, you can go. God bless you.
Sir.
Yes.
You instructed that people call their loved ones at home.
Call them from San Francisco and Chicago.
The mom has been suffering from peptic ulcer.
Peptic ulcer.
Weak in the body.
Weak in the body.
In fact, it was so bad she can't even hold her phone to make call for long.
My God.
But after you get the command, she called the mom back. She's still on the phone now.
She wants to talk to us. Now, can you?
She's strong and healthy.
Can you tap her voice? Tap her voice. Please let her be quiet. Man.
Okay. Speak out.
Yeah.
What happened to you, mama?
Somebody shout hallelujah. Shout hallelujah.
You are not just people. You are the God. You are the breaker. You are
hallelujah.
Sir, this is another notable miracle. She had been suffering a condition of myopism or myopia.
Myopia.
Right from childhood.
Myopia.
The situation, she came into this world with a situation.
She was born with a situation.
But when prayer was made, this.
Anything you are born with that is not of God, today we sack it. In the name of Jesus.
After prayer was made this evening, the eyes
have corrected. Come. The eyes have corrected. Can somebody give glory to Jesus?
You are big, 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 big. You are large. You are great. You are a great God. You are
now, what is myopia?
Short-sightedness.
That means you cannot see far. But you can see now.
Yes, sir.
Glory to the Lord Jesus. Father, we thank you for this miracle in Jesus' name.
Yes. Another online miracle, sir.
It's a digital miracle. Digital.
Digital miracle. The mom have been suffering from weakness of the body.
Okay.
The cause have not been found.
Okay.
And it's so difficult for her to get herself by.
Okay.
But while you gave the command, she sensed the move of the anointing on her chest. And an energy came upon her.
Jesus.
She jumped up, and as I speak to you now, she's eager to call us and give her testimony.
Somebody shout hallelujah. There is no space with God. There is no space with the Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Where's your mom?
Where is she?
North Bank.
She's in North Bank.
North Bank.
The other one, where's your mom?
She's in Enugu.
Enugu. All right. Yes, go on.
This brother has been suffering from chest pain.
Chest pain.
You get the word and the pain is gone.
The pain is gone.
It's perfectly made whole.
Celebrate Jesus. Yes. Now we are going to take 5 more testimonies and then we'll start the fire service. Fire.
Sir.
Yes.
This sister was born with an inherited infirmity.
Inherited infirmity.
Not being able to stand nor walk.
She was not able to stand or walk.
But as you gave the word,
my God,
she felt an energy and insisted she could walk. She is walking now and improving progressively.
See her. She's shaking.
Hallelujah. Hey.
She's shaking.
Hallelujah. Hey.
She's shaking.
Hallelujah. Hey. It's the sound of victory. Hey. Say hallelujah.
Cameraman, please pick that lady so that people will know that miracles are real. Somebody say miracles are real.
Sir,
yes,
this daddy here had a growth under his feet.
A growth.
Under his foot.
Okay.
And it's been there for 1 year.
1 year.
Causing excruciating pain.
Pain.
While you gave the word.
Okay.
The growth vanished and the pain is gone.
The growth vanished. You see, an old man like this cannot lie. Daddy, come.
He is still overwhelmed.
He is still surprised. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hey.
What condition?
It's like treble.
Okay.
I have a serious pain that time. Yeah.
Okay.
But now, as we are praying, I used to press it and the pain has gone.
The pain has gone.
I didn't see the sign of anything again.
Somebody shout hallelujah!